Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. Timed access to famous landmarks, open campfire bans, and tougher driving laws on Garee, Fraser Island are just some of the introductions being considered by the state government. It's after the Environment Department's 2022 sustainability report found the island was suffering as visitor numbers skyrocket. Additional camping and day use areas are also on the cards, but the Butchala people say it's not feasible. Hopes of Bonza taking off from Bundaberg Airport again appear increasingly grim, with the federal court told administrators will be powerless to stop the airline's fleet being removed from Australia. A hearing has been told the plane's leases were terminated an hour and a half before administrators were appointed. While the airline's more than 300 workers have been told they'll be stood down for at least another week, police have revealed 1,600 random breath and drug tests have been conducted during the car enthusiast event May in the Bay. Maribyrnong Highway Patrol led Operation Whiskey Afrino with help from Bundaberg officers to keep drivers safe during the event. At the end of the five-day event, 32 people had been issued with notices to appear for drug driving, while four people were given court dates for drink driving. A local wildlife warrior says the future isn't bright for kangaroos who call Wide Bay home. It comes after photos emerged of three kangaroos which had been killed after being hit by a car in what is believed to be one incident in Monrepeau. Bundy Wildlife Rescue Incorporated's Linda Carlson says the organisation responds to a minimum of five kangaroo deaths a month.
The kangaroos along the coastline, they're going to disappear. When you get suburbia coming in, kangaroos can't breed fast enough to replace what is being killed.